This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we talk about legalized marijuana and recreational marijuana and marijuana products in multiple states. And one common thread that we discuss is the accuracy of the amount you think you're getting and the consistency of what you're getting. And a report has now revealed that only one-third of marijuana extracts are accurately labeled. All right, so researchers coming from, I apologize, now I just lost the source. Okay. I don't have the university from which this came from. But as we know, medical marijuana is now legal in, what, 29 states and the District of Columbia. So that's medical marijuana, all right? But when it comes to marijuana extracts and things you could buy online, etc., there's a lot of inconsistencies, and there's a lot of gray area. Now, CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of the active ingredients of cannabis, and many believe that it offers a wide range of health benefits, very few side effects, and little risk of addiction or abuse, because cannabidiol isn't the THC component, and the THC component is more of the psychedelic addictive component, although I believe cannabidiol can. Right, that's just me. So, according to Marcel Bon Miller, oh, there it is, University of Pennsylvania. Okay, I need to give, you know, these universities their due credit. They say more and more evidence is coming out that CBD, or the cannabidiol, can be helpful for a variety of conditions, from anxiety to inflammation to seizures and epilepsy. And so a lot of companies now are jumping on the bandwagon, and they are selling products. It is huge. It is huge. Now that it seems to be okay if you test for marijuana, now that we still don't have proper testing techniques in all 50 states for DUIs, there's this window of opportunity for people to finally try something that they were afraid to try. And what's very fascinating about this from a medical and scientific world standpoint is, you know, we may have a lot of, I don't like anecdotal evidence per se, but we may get now a lot of case reports or testimonials that some people said, look, I didn't have to take Ambien for sleep because I used this product, or my diabetes improved because I was taking this product, or my anxiety was down, or my hunger was down. And remember we talked about with obesity and the fattest states in America and how Colorado was the least fat? Well, if Colorado is the least fat, is that because of marijuana? So, fascinating stuff. This is, I mean, we need to study it. The more people that take it, the more we could study it. It's just, I wish we had the infrastructure in place, and I wish we knew more about what we were taking. Now, medical marijuana is legal in what? Now, 29 states plus D.C., okay? But it is still illegal under federal law. So, the FDA is not really involved in regulating derivatives of the plant, and cannabidiol, or the CBD, is a derivative of the plant. Now, Dr. Bon Miller believed... Not Von Miller, okay, I know we're not talking football yet, okay? But Von Miller believes that a systematic evaluation of the products on the market is needed so consumers know exactly what they're buying. They say right now it's the Wild West, and I agree. It is a free-for-all with what you have access to and what you're able to purchase. So a study published today in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Von Miller and his team bought 84 commercially available CBD products. Oh, yeah, in the name of science. Yeah, I know. You know what? We're going to buy a bunch of the stuff. We're going to try it, but it's for a research project. All right, that's okay. But anyway, they bought 84 commercially available products on the Internet and had them chemically analyzed by an independent lab. The researchers found that only 31% of the products, so less than a third, contained the precise amount of CBD advertised on the label within an acceptable margin of error. We know there's going to be plus or minus, so that, you know, as long as there's an acceptable margin. 26% contained less CBD than was on the label, but get this, 43% contained more than what the label cited. Now, one thing I look at is, you know, all right, let's say we do find out that CBD, cannabidiol, can interact with medications. I don't want you taking any more than you think you're taking. I mean, if we finally are able to study it and are able to say, look, this many milligrams, you know, of you know, this will not interact with this, but this many can, I want to know what you're taking is pretty damn accurate. And the other issue I have is if a company is that half-assed, where they have too much or too little of the main component in their medication, in their supplement, then what else are they half-assing? You see? What else is not being done right? And so, that's where it gets tricky. Okay, if a company can't, you know, keep their, you know, house clean and know exactly what, you know, is being offered or being given, then how do I trust the product completely? So, accuracy of labeling, they say, was associated with product type. About half of the CBD extract oils were labeled inaccurately. Nearly 90% of the vaporization liquids were labeled inaccurately. Tinctures were roughly equally likely to be over, under, or accurately labeled. And Dr. Bob Miller said, I wasn't shocked, but it got him thinking, and he says, we need to oversight this industry. And once there is oversight, then prices will go up. But I have to agree, I think there has to be some sort of regulation. All right, because you need to know what you're getting. You know, I mean, I would almost rather you guys have the plant. I know we don't want the THC component, but it just, I don't like thinking that you're getting something that could have a whole bunch of other chemicals in it. You know, what you're not, you know, if you're getting a quote-unquote supplement that has X amount of CBD, what's all the other stuff? What's in the substrate? What's all the other part of the vapor or the drops or the pill? So, now, remember, the one of the reasons why cannabinoid is claimed to not be as addictive, right, is because it doesn't have the THC component to it. Well, according to this paper, THC was detected in 18 of the 84 samples. So the tetrahydrocannabinol, the THC, is the psychoactive part that can cause a high. So unknowingly ingesting this, that could have issues. Again, it could be triggering a drug test. They'd be causing sleeping issues, cognitive impairments. So you need to know what you're getting. And I know nobody wants regulation, but still, it's, you know, 1-877-DOCTELLY. The basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just up the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. You guys heard about the Google self-driving car? It's called Waymo. Can I suggest a name change? I'm not going to drive a Waymo. Doesn't that sound like Lamo, right? Remember in the 80s? Waymo. It's a self-driving car. And it is going to rival Uber. Okay? Residents in Arizona are going to get to try it out. It's a driverless Chrysler Pacifica minivan. Guess an employee is going to be in the car, I think in the back seat. And Waymo, Oh, it's the company. It's a self-driving car company. Good, because I was going to say, I'm not going to take a Waymo. I mean, Uber. Well, you want to know what? If we put up with the, you know, Uber, that I'm sure we could, you know, tolerate Waymo. Waymo said Tuesday that select people in Arizona can now hitch a ride in one of the company's autonomous Chrysler Pacifica minivans. The effort mimics the ones launched by Uber in Pittsburgh and Tempe, Arizona. But Waymo will differentiate itself by not having a human driver sit behind the wheel. Oh, goody. I really feel relieved and excited about that. People are going to be able to ride in a completely driverless car for the first time. I grew up in Phoenix. Phoenix metro region is not region, especially Dead Man's Curve. Is that Tatum? I forget which boulevard is Dead Man's Curve, but there's pretty dangerous road that killed somebody in our class when they were driving on it. I really don't want anybody in an autonomous car on that. But they said a subset of our fleet will operate in fully autonomous mode with Waymo as the sole driver. Over time, we'll cover a region that is larger than the size of Greater London, and we'll add more vehicles as we grow. Now, Waymo says its driverless cars will be available to transport passengers to work, to an evening out on the town, or to take kids to school. I am not putting my kids in a driverless car, hell no. The company did not provide specifics about how many cars will initially be part of the ride-hailing fleet or whether passengers will have to pay for the service. Now, the driverless minivans are equipped with screens in the back seat that provides passengers with information such as the speed limit in the area, a quick message to explain the car is yielding to pedestrians. When the car arrives at the destination, the screen reads, "We're here." Ooh, fancy. Fancy. So, Waymo and Uber, I've never heard of Waymo until today, but I guess Waymo and Uber are in major competition, trying to develop driverless cars because they want to be the next taxicab service. Again, it's all about getting rid of people, getting rid of the human factor in employment. And that worries me. Okay, I like humans a lot. I would rather have a human at the wheel. But then you have people who do stupid out there, like Uber drivers accused of rape and assault, train operators who are texting and then unfortunately blow the track. So, there's a big desire to go, you know, driverless. And look at the German Wings cockpit. What happened with that? And then there was talk of, you know what, let's keep pilots away from a plane. Let's just operate the plane from mission control. Well, then what if you have a whack job at mission control? So, I still would rather, I trust that humans are good more than bad. I really do. And so I would venture to say, please keep the human factor, but that's not the way we're going. They say residents, oh, yeah, by the way, self-driving cars are going to one day be sold to individuals. Yeah, we will be able to buy a self-driving car later. Definitely in our lifetime, probably in the next 5-10 years, I'm on my guess. Personally, I would like a sexy chauffeur, but that's not going to happen. So residents in Pittsburgh have been able to hail self-driving Ubers since September 2016. They say, but all of the cars have at least a safety driver or an engineer sitting up front. They say Uber has a similar pilot running in Tempe, but its attempt to launch a program in San Francisco was shut down after a public feud with the California Department of Motor Vehicles. So Waymo said the vehicles are equipped with safety features like backup steering and braking to ensure the rides go smoothly. According to Ars Technica, the cars will also have a Waymo employee in the back to observe and to push the pullover button if something goes wrong. That's all they have in the back is a pullover button. They don't have any brakes or steering wheels. Waymo has already been conducting tests in Phoenix, allowing some residents to ride in the self-driving vehicles as part of its, quote, early riders program. Those riders will be the first ones allowed to hail the robo-taxis before Waymo expands to the general public. So basically, these are people who are vetted that are probably less likely to sue if somebody hits a speed bump or a pothole. And so, yeah. Anyway, I guess this was launched back in 2009. They say the Waymo cars have driven more than 3.5 million miles on public roads across 20 different U.S. cities. You know, I think I was driving behind a Waymo today because I was driving and somebody was in the right lane and he was going like 20 miles an hour. And I couldn't see the person. Because I'm like, look, I got to give this guy the bird, okay? I'm late for work. He's in a lane, and I have to turn right, so I can't get away. I have to be in this lane. He's driving slow. Get some eye contact with me so I can at least, you know, look in your mirror. I couldn't see a driver. So I'm wondering if I was behind Mr. Waymo. I really don't know. All right. So they have video of what the car looks like. I'm freaked out. I am just so freaked out. I could not do that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Good news for some of you ladies. IUDs may cut cervical cancer by 30%. The intrauterine contraceptive devices, I repeat, may prevent cervical cancer. Now, I have an IUD, right? Many of you guys hear it banging around. I sometimes have to charge it, right? Well, I don't have to charge the IUD. But IUDs are one of my favorite forms of birth control because you don't have to take a pill, a daily hormone pill, so you don't gain weight. IUDs will sometimes make your periods less heavy. Sometimes it can make them heavier, but usually less heavy. And you don't have to think about it for 5 years. Some of them will last even 12 years. And how they work is like if you have, let's say, a copper IUD, sperm don't like copper. So you put a copper IUD in there, and the sperm don't want to come near the uterus and travel up to go into the fallopian tube to fertilize. That's how IUDs, the older IUDs, kept pregnancy from happening. The newer IUDs that have some hormones in it, they release progestin. Progestin is a form of mimics progesterone. And progesterone will alter the cervical mucus. So when a sperm is trying to come up through the vagina into the cervix, which has that little opening, if there's more mucus there, sperm can't get through. It can also change the lining of the uterus. So if you did get pregnant accidentally, the baby, the zygote can't really implant. And then also it may prevent ovulation. So in some women. But it releases a localized hormone. Well, researchers from the University of Southern California's Keck School of Medicine found that the little T-shaped device may stimulate an immune response against the STD human papillomavirus. So it just sitting there may trigger an immune system, immune response that will then decide, oh, you know what, there's a virus, I'll attack it. So, you know, hormonal IUDs like the Mirena, that's the one that releases the hormone. They're good for about 5 years. Maybe I've seen some research say 7. The Paragard, which is one made of copper, that could last up to 12 years. So, fascinating. Now, vaccines against the HPV virus do exist. We give them to 11 to 12-year-old girls, but the maximum age at which one could receive the vaccine is 26 years old. So women in their 30s and 40s, like me, go, well, what do I do? What if my husband cheats, has the HPV virus, gives it to me? I have no protection. Well, maybe the IUD offers protection. Now, again, in this study, they only found a drop by 30%. But this could be very, very cool because you have some women that don't want to get the vaccine. You have a lot of the population that doesn't get vaccinated. And so, you know, maybe this could offer some protection. Now, remember, just to quickly review, the cervix is like if you look at the uterus like a light bulb, the cervix is like the silver area, right? Right? And so that's the part that of the light bulb, right? And the cervix is what thins and dilates when, you know, the baby's coming. When you hear, oh, she's only 7 centimeters or 10 centimeters, that's the cervix, you know, thinning down and narrowing. Cervical cancer kills 4,000 women every year and affects 12,000 every year. It can hit us at any age, but more commonly between 20 and 50. And the HPV virus, especially HPV-16 and subtype 18, are the most risky. And you get it through unprotected sex. Even if somebody's wearing a condom, you still have that potential to pick it up. So there's vaccines, the Gardasil, the Gardasil 9, the Cervarix, and those help protect against the real bad HPV strains 16 and 18. Now, symptoms could be bleeding, pelvic pain, burning with urination, odor, but some people never know they have cervical cancer. But it's treatable. There's a lot of things we can do, surgery, chemotherapy, radiation therapy, etc. So right now we recommend screening for cervical cancer in women aged 21 to 65 years old every 3 years, or if you have the HPV testing, you could go every 5 if you're over 30. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So U.S. healthcare spending has exploded to $900 billion between the years 1996 and 2013. I roughly graduated medical school in 97. Well, it's not all my fault. And they say Americans spend more money on health care than any other population. Yeah, we Americans, when we do things, we do it right. In 2013, according to Daily Mail, total healthcare spending hit $2.1 trillion. Now, this is a study that was published today in the Journal of American Medical Association. Total healthcare spending hit $2.1 trillion with a T by the year 2013. The researchers say that figure has now likely soared to $3.2 trillion, which equates to 18% of the country's economy. Experts say this figure boils down to a few things: our aging population, we got the baby boomers, the rising rates of obesity, and increasingly expensive services. Okay, I could have done that. You don't have to pay another researcher to say that. They say we can't slow down aging, so we can't fix that. Okay? And we don't want to. We love the baby boomers. Now, we might always have the baby boomers around, but, you know, truth of the matter is life goes on, and it stinks to think that. But we could change the rising rates of obesity, and we could change the cost of services, try to make them cheaper. They say the United States is on an unsustainable growth path in terms of healthcare costs and must get costs under control. And I will agree with that. Okay? Did Obamacare help? No. Is Obamacare the way to fix things? No. Should we repeal Obamacare? Yeah. Okay, that's all I'm going to say politically. Let's get back to the story. The researchers from the Institute for, if I don't every few shows complain about Obamacare, my listeners are like, something's wrong with her. She must be sick, okay? So it's time to see a doctor. So I'm like, no, trust me. I'm still with you guys. I'm still here. So the researchers from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation in Seattle wanted to analyze how healthcare spending had changed since the mid-1990s. They collected and analyzed on 155 health conditions and various types of care from the Global Burden of Disease, the 2015 study, and the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation's U.S. Disease Expenditure 2013 project. I don't know what I just read, but I guess those are the names of their, well, yeah. Anyway, so they looked at five influencing factors. They looked at population size, population aging, disease prevalence and incidence, service utilization, and service price. And they say there were some positives. We did make gains in curbing back certain diseases, like cardiovascular disease, and that saved $28.2 billion. But they say pharmaceutical spending, age-related diseases, and obesity-related diseases like diabetes have escalated dramatically. So after they adjusted for inflation, researchers have found that spending rocketed to $2.1 trillion by 2013. And that is up $900 billion from 1996, so we can't blame inflation on that. Now, diabetes was the most increasingly costly disease. You have more baby boomers. We have increasing obesity. Diabetes is being diagnosed earlier. So, yeah. Absolutely. I wouldn't be surprised if that was one of the big money guzzlers. That was associated with a $64.4 billion increase in spending. They say a 50% increase was attributing to the rising healthcare costs. In particular, ambulatory care spending rocketed. But inpatient care has gone down. Well, because we're doing a good job trying to keep you out of the hospital. In an editorial, Blue Cross Blue Shield President Dr. Patrick Conway, MD MSC, explains how outpatient facilities can charge market rates for ambulance services or colonoscopy without the strict Medicare-imposed limits that hospitals have. They say some potential approaches to address these costs include value-based purchasing, in which payment for the drug is linked to health outcomes. He said another option would be reference-based pricing, in which the price is set based on the reference product in a drug class. The drug with the lowest or the second lowest cost in the class, and then compare it. So what does all this mean? Okay, well, it means we are in a death spiral when it comes to spending and having funds for our nation's healthcare system. We're spending too much and we're spoiled. I do blame the Affordable Care Act for part of this rise in spending. Once doctors and hospitals really felt pinches, they had to meet their bottom line. You know, and I know a lot of you think that hospitals and doctors are greedy, and that we try to, you know, we make too much money as it is. But I will be dead honest with you. I mean, we almost went bankrupt. I had to take money out of my house to keep my office open because insurance companies were paying us nothing because most of our patients had high deductibles. And in the middle of a recession, patients are going to pay their doctor last. So money was not coming in. So a lot of doctors had to be savvy. Now me, I just went into teaching. So I'm, you know, making less money, but I love teaching. Love teaching. Okay, actually, I'm probably making more money than the last few years of practice because we almost went broke. But, and I love teaching. I love students, and I'm a happy girl. I'm good. I'm good for now. I'm not sure, you know, how long I'll be teaching, but I'm loving it, and I love radio. But, you know, doctors have to start being a little bit more wily. When things start to change with HMOs and then later Obamacare, you start to see doctors go, look, you know what, I'll sell the medicine out of my own office. You know, why am I? I mean, look at what the average doctor does. The average doctor makes money for everybody else but him. Well, I'm going to order your mammogram, so radiology center or whatever makes the money on the mammogram. Well, I need to order you a colonoscopy. So the gastroenterologist makes the money on the colonoscopy. Well, I need to order some blood work. All right, you need this done, this done, this done. Okay, so, you know, the lab gets paid, et cetera. So most of our day is ordering tests that we don't benefit from. And I kind of like that in a way because I don't want people to think that I'm ordering a test because I'm going to benefit. There shouldn't be any benefit. You know, I want to get you better, so I'm going to order a test. I'm going to order a referral because this is what I think you need and this is what needs to be done. But, money has to be spent on all of these things. Insurance has to pay if a referral is done. And these are proper referrals. And so when a doctor spends his whole day ordering or writing prescriptions, here, fill this prescription. Well, that's going to be sold by the pharmacy. Some medical providers are like, you know what, why don't I just do this in-house? I'm already spending the time. I'm already taking on the liability. Why don't I have treadmills in my office? Why don't I have ultrasounds in my office? Why aren't I dispensing the medication? Now, for me, I didn't want the headache. Being a nationally syndicated host full-time every morning, I don't have time to sit there and also manage pharmacy and manage radiological services. That wasn't for me. Call me a bad businesswoman. I don't care. I just didn't want to get into that. But other medical professionals did. And they had to because that was what was going to help them keep their office open. You could only see X number of patients a day. And patients do not like to be double and triple booked. So what do we do to decrease healthcare spending? We're in the trillions. So going all generics, yeah, that's nice. But when you have somebody that really needs a brand name, I want to make sure pharmaceutical companies are around. And making brand name drugs that we could use. We still need fancy schmancy drugs. We still have multiple sclerosis and rheumatoid arthritis and metastatic cancer to the brain. And Alzheimer's, we need new medications. So trying to cut costs going, you know what, we'll go all generic. Well, that's going to affect pharmaceutical companies. I mean, look at what happened with the ACA and the pinch they had on the pharmaceutical companies. What's happening with R&D? It's going down. Do we have a lot of new antibiotics coming around the bend to fight these superbugs? No. Why should an insurance company do that if, we're going to be going all generics pretty much on formularies? They're not going to make their money back, so why put in the millions and millions of dollars? So we need to be very, very wise about that. Well, let's pay doctors less. No, do not pay doctors less. You can't even get enough doctors to want to practice. You're going to pay them less? That's not going to work. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so as we're looking at this kind of mind-boggling report that we are spending trillions and trillions of dollars of health care, and it's not curbing anytime soon. And they proclaim that Americans spend more on health care than any other place. Right? It brings up this topic of, well, then why don't we do what our fellow, you know, friendly other countries do, right? Like England. Well, this is what we're being told in England, right? A record-breaking 5 million people are going to be on waiting lists by the year 2021, which is 1 in 10 patients, without extra funding for their national health care system. Waiting lists. We don't want waiting lists. We're on waiting lists for kidneys and transplants, and we hate that. We hate being on waiting lists. We hate having to wait 3 weeks for a medical provider. Well, the waiting list will get really bad if we decide to go the socialistic way. Currently, 4 million people are on a waiting list, and an extra 1 million in England will be denied a timely operation, according to one report. They're facing a, quote, $30-plus billion black hole in funding. And this is by the year 2021. So we're only talking a couple years away. This funding issue has been plaguing them for a while. And according to the Health Foundation, the King's Fund, and Nofel Trust, the NHS needs over £4 billion more next year to prevent patient care from deteriorating. Now, they are kind of similar to us, where not everybody pays taxes. And their tax rate is pretty high. And they have, you know, a majority paying for all. And apparently it's not enough. It's not enough money going to the healthcare system. They say the budget for the NHS next year is well short of what is currently needed to properly look after our patients and their families in their time of greatest need. After 7 years of understandable but unprecedented constraints on the current budget outlook, the NHS can no longer do everything that's being asked of it. So they're going to ration routine operations. Jim Mackey, head of NHS Improvement, said the health service was juggling hand to mouth, and they have to deprioritize non-urgent surgery. They say the UK would have to invest an extra £900 per patient to match the healthcare spending in Germany. And so healthcare spending is an issue everywhere. Maybe we spend more money in America, but again, I don't know if we're ready to be on waiting lists. Another report says that they're planning on even scrapping surgical masks to save money. Apparently, the Imperial College of London has itemized a bunch of cost-saving measures. Researchers from the Department of Surgery and Cancer found 71 commonly performed procedures or practices that are costly but make little or no difference to patient safety. So they're thinking about maybe cutting doing those procedures. So one would be hernia repairs. A study was published in the British Journal of Surgery, involved a review of 1,500 research papers into the benefits of procedures. They found that hernia repair operations cost the NHS £28 million a year and were carried out for people with few symptoms who do not get much benefit from them. Now, I like repairing hernias because I don't want your bowel to get incarcerated. A hernia is where you have muscle weakness. And so if you cough or strain, the bowel that the muscle is trying to hold back pokes through the muscle deficit and then can get stuck if it doesn't come back. So we in America, we like to treat hernias. Now, some people will say maybe we're messing too much with it. You know, maybe we need to let, you know, the hernia wait for a little bit. My problem is I did. I sat and let my hernia, I had a little umbilical hernia. I let that sit and stew for a while. And, nah, it just got worse. All right. And then CAT scans for appendicitis. They suggested using CAT scans to diagnose appendicitis could save, that could save £4 million. The report said they had little benefit above and beyond the traditional blood tests and hands-on pressure checks. So using the CTs or not using the CTs would save money. Okay, I'm sorry. If you're going to diagnose me with appendicitis, I'd really like you to do the CT. They say researchers found evidence that surgeons were overusing endoscopes, costing the NHS £42 million a year. Now, endoscopes are those illuminated optical instruments that we use to look at the bowel, the throat, the colon to look for cancer. They say stopping the use of enemas before colorectal surgery could reduce the annual budget of £100,000. Now, I got to tell you, when I had a colonoscopy, they didn't recommend or give me an enema in the medical center. They just said, here, you know, do your prep, drink your max citrate, take some Dulcolax, so, you know, 12 hours prior, you'd be pooping like crazy, which I did. It was great. I think I Facebook lived it. And but I didn't have to do an enema. That, you know, so I agree with that. They don't have to do enemas necessarily, you know, in-house before, yeah, the procedure. They say a further £72 million could be saved a year if doctors switch to a better method of gallstone removal called index cholecystectomy, which is to prevent complications and reduce hospital readmissions. So, you know, while we're battling our healthcare cost issues, it is interesting to see what other countries are doing, because England appears to be years ahead of where we are going to be. And so I'd like to see how England handles this. So as we get more and more politicians saying, well, we need to do what, you know, the European countries do, or we need to do what Canada does, etc., we could go, but look, no, this is what they did, and here's their data. We don't want this. And I do not believe that the percentage of Americans paying taxes is equitable to the percentage of Englanders or British paying taxes. And so we would be then relying more on the middle class and the upper middle class and the upper echelon to pay and keep paying, when that's a very, very unstable population to expect to carry our healthcare system. So I know I've talked about this a lot, and I don't want to, you know, exhaust the topic, but, you know, being cash-strapped and not having enough money to do certain procedures and needing to cut costs, even though that's a given, I think we're really underestimating where we're going to be with this. We just print out more money, or we just tax money, or we shift money around. And there's going to be a point where we just can't do that. And the day somebody tells an American, all right, you know what? Nah, we're not going to be checking prostate cancer. We're not going to be ordering mammograms. They're already doing that. You see that? They're already suggesting wait till you're 50 for mammograms. They're suggesting to not even do PSA screening for men for prostate cancer. They're already recommending, no, don't do routine EKGs on people. Only do them for high risk. Well, how do I know that they're not high risk if I don't do an EKG? So we're already being told to start cutting back. They want us cutting back on narcotics. They want us cutting back on prescriptions. They don't want us writing a brand name medication. They want us writing generics. They want us, you know, fighting the obesity epidemic and the opioid epidemic, but we don't have enough healthcare providers. We don't have enough mental health facilities. Okay, that's where money needs to go. Well, where can we take some of the money from and then put in healthcare? What about the billions of dollars being spent on Obamacare? The extra IRS agents, the website, the crappy website, the advertising, the Obamacare employees that help explain what Obamacare is. You know how much money went into that? And that kind of money could have gone straight into the healthcare system? And I got to tell you, I would much rather see clinics where somebody could say, look, I went into the clinic yesterday, I got treated. That is something that you could take to the bank. That is, you know, not this. Well, we paid insurance companies subsidies. How is that going to you or I? 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system.
which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.